You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A recent report by First Gas, Fonterra and engineering firm Becker has found that biogas could make up substantial amounts of New Zealand's gas consumption. The report claimed that biogas could reduce 4% of New Zealand's greenhouse gas emissions and make up almost three-quarters of commercial gas use. I talked to Jack Timmings, a process engineer in the industrial sustainability team at Becker, about the potential for biogas in New Zealand. I began by asking him to provide an overview of the report's findings.
I guess that we have been co-authoring with First Gas Group, Fonterra, with support from organisations such as ECA, Lion New Zealand, and a whole bunch of other technical experts, delves into, I guess, the possibility of the use of biomethane or renewable natural gas in New Zealand to help decarbonise our natural gas networks. So it's quite a specific report in terms of the type of energy that we're looking at. It's been a really cool study into, I guess, the possibilities presented by this technology in New Zealand to provide an alternative source of low emissions methane.
Just specifically, what were the findings? What did they discover about renewables and how it may impact the future?
Yeah, so as part of the study, we were looking at how much, I guess, biogas and biomethane might be available in New Zealand and what percentage of that we could, I guess, technically and, I guess, economically feasibly utilise to then produce and inject into the natural gas grid. And what we found is that based on, I guess, quantities of available organic wastes in New Zealand, there's probably somewhere between 13 to 17 petajoules worth of biogas energy. And for context, in 2020, New Zealand used just over about 180 petajoules worth of natural gas. So we're looking somewhere around the kind of 10% of our annual natural gas consumption could be provided by this, carbon neutral alternative supply. And when we look at how much of that biogas could be turned into something that residential, commercial and industrial users of natural gas could use, we think probably up to around 13 petajoules worth of biomethane could be made available up towards 2050. And probably by that time, as New Zealand kind of works on its energy transition away from fossil fuels towards more renewable sources of energy, that could represent probably up to kind of around 20 or 25% of our total natural gas requirements, out towards that time.
Yeah, so on that, how much more sustainable is it than traditional fuel sources?
Oh, much more sustainable. So I guess for those unfamiliar with how biogas and biomethane work, it's a gas generated by organic waste processing in like a biological reactor to produce methane, which then offsets, I guess, the use of fossil sources of methane, like natural gas. And I guess the environmental and carbon benefits come in a multitude of ways. So first of all, currently organic waste in New Zealand, really the majority of that stuff gets taken to landfill and gets thrown away and is allowed to, I guess, naturally degrade over time in sealed landfills. And the majority of landfills in New Zealand have landfill gas capture, which is really positive, but an amount of the carbon dioxide and the methane, which is a really potent greenhouse gas generated in that environment, is released into the atmosphere, and waste emissions as a subset of New Zealand's overall kind of gross emissions makes up around 8%. So by repurposing these wastes away from, I guess, traditional disposal routes, we're able to capture and harness those greenhouse gases, which is kind of like the first benefit
with
the material.
Would it be notably more expensive than how we're doing things now, especially with, I guess, having to make new infrastructure to suit that?
Well, as part of the study, and we can talk to the other kind of sustainable and carbon benefits later, but as part of the study, we had a look at a bunch of different applications of this technology in New Zealand. And I think the key thing to note is that biomethane and biogas, especially biomethane, is compatible with the existing natural gas distribution infrastructure that already exists in New Zealand. It's chemically identical to the natural gas that people are buying and using today. So it's really just a matter of being able to make it, inject it into the natural gas grid, and then you're away, and you can use it just as you would in the same assets, the same appliances that are designed to use natural gas as a fuel now. So in the case studies that we looked at, we identified that there are situations and technologies available to create this gas that could produce gas that would essentially cost basically the same as natural gas in New Zealand today, which is a really exciting finding. But there are other sources of gas where it's harder to, I guess, line up the different possible revenue streams from the refining and processing process, which would mean that it would require, it's not currently, I guess, or it wouldn't be currently economically feasible to do that today. But as part of the study, we've kind of talked about how over time, you know, out towards in the next couple of decades, as things like ETS prices are expected to increase, natural gas scarcity goes up, that we think that in the coming decades, the economic and financial, I guess, situation that we find ourselves in could make this technology affordable and readily implementable in New Zealand.
Yeah, so because it will take implementation and adoption for it to get cheaper. But then you mentioned this infrastructure already in place. How come then, if it's been proven to be much more sustainable, hasn't been adopted yet by, I don't know, on a large scale?
That's a really good question. So I guess there have been a couple of things in New Zealand that have sort of, I guess, delayed the implementation of this stuff in New Zealand at the moment. And I think typically the two kind of main indicators that a lot of people have kind of talked about as part of our research and in discussions of the report is that New Zealand has for a very long time had access to abundant and cheap sources of natural gas. And of course that has kind of disincentivized people looking for alternatives, because when you have a source of energy as abundant and as affordable as natural gas, like we do in New Zealand off the coast of Taranaki, there really isn't a lot of drive for people to think about more sustainable sources of that same gas. And the other thing I think that has historically stopped the implementation of alternative waste disposal and processing technologies like anaerobic digestion in New Zealand is the fact that it's been quite cheap and affordable for New Zealand to put all of its waste into landfill, which I guess has been the sort of incumbent waste management strategy in New Zealand for a long time. And in comparison to countries overseas, we think New Zealand probably has a bit of a way to go in terms of the maturity of how we handle, sort, and process our waste, and especially organic waste. In a lot of countries overseas, especially in the EU, organic waste are typically either taxed significantly when disposed to landfill or entirely banned from being landfilled in the first place, which really does create an incentive for other technologies like this.
Yeah, is there much lobbying from natural gas companies against moves towards biomethane?
Absolutely not. I think that one of the things we found in our report is that, I guess, incumbent oil and gas companies are very supportive of this technology. And one of our main partners, First Gas Group, which has helped us deliver this report, own and operate the natural gas infrastructure in New Zealand. So it's really, I guess, promising and exciting to see that oil and gas technologies are really sort of leaping on this opportunity presented by, you know, low emissions and more sustainable fuels. Identifying them as really important mechanisms for them to, I guess, diversify and decarbonize their own businesses. And we've seen overseas companies like Total and Chevron, especially in the US and places like France, really start to seriously invest in this technology as it becomes, you know, part of the sort of mainstream energy conversation.
So if companies are to start producing on a larger scale, is it exportable? Is there a great economic potential for New Zealand?
I think probably with the quantities of available biomethane that we've identified, it's probably more likely that it will be part of New Zealand's own decarbonisation journey. I think the quantities of gas that we've kind of tested is available based on existing sources of organic waste really only comes up to sort of 10% of our current gas demand today, and then out to sort of a quarter of our total predicted gas demand by 2050. So it's probably more likely that it'll be consumed domestically, especially in sectors, hard to decarbonize sectors like high temperature process heat in the North Island and other kind of, I guess, residential and commercial gas use.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.